This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review of a new album from cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Ma's been delighting audiences since he was five, when he gave his first public recital in Paris. Lloyd says that the strength and charm of Ma's solo performances are often diluted on collaborative recordings.
Among the current classical music superstars, there's at least one who deserves his status, who despite his celebrity still actually thinks about music, plays with both intensity and sensitivity, and with the kind of nuance that seems to have been forgotten by his generation. I'm talking about cellist Yo-Yo Ma, the kind of artist who makes you feel there's still hope for our civilization, even though his concerts sell out and his records are always on the charts. Unfortunately, except in the very limited solo cello repertoire, a cellist can't play alone. Concertos need orchestras and conductors. Chamber music needs collaborators. And with very few exceptions, Ma's recordings have saddled him with generally inferior partners. Naturally, his best album is the Bach Suites for solo cello. His latest record is the latest disappointment. It's the Boccherini Cello Concerto, which is actually a loose arrangement of several Luigi Boccherini pieces by the 19th century German cellist and composer Friedrich Grützmacher. But it's the version that everyone knows and loves from the marvelous pre-war recording by Pablo Casals. The new Yo-Yo Ma recording on CBS, conducted by Pinka Zukerman with the excellent St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, is beautiful, but a little dull, bottom-heavy. Zukerman's rhythmic squareness keeps Ma hamstrung and rather glum, a real danger sign for a performer who can be so playful. Listen to a little of the opening. It's not bad, but then listen to the way Casals zips into this same opening solo, then turns suddenly, tenderly lyrical. Listen to the way he instantly builds phrases into musical sentences. This is from an old LP transfer. There are no CDs available of Casals playing the cello.
Thank you.
Casals is having a field day. His conductor, Landon Ronald, was not one of the century's great musicians, but at least he kept things moving blithely and lovingly along. And the last movement contains one of Casals's most imaginative cadenzas. This is the kind of playing I expect from Yo-Yo Ma, the kind of playing I love him for. But on his own recording, he seems constricted, too earnest, almost anonymous. It's not that I think this new recording is a disaster. It couldn't be. But I'm afraid all these unbalanced collaborations are beginning to take their toll. The unreal, close-up toothpaste quality of the CD sound doesn't help either. Until I replayed the old Casals recording, I thought I just didn't like this music anymore. The new record also includes two pieces by Johann Christian Bach, one with Zuckerman joining in coarsely on the violin as well as conducting. The performances aren't particularly stylish, but they aren't the worst either. They just don't take flight. Who cares if the music industry chews up and spits out yet another run-of-the-mill prodigy? But I'd hate to see it turn an extraordinary musician like Yo-Yo Ma into one of its victims.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed Yo-Yo Ma's recording of the Boccherini Cello Concerto on CBS Masterworks.